trying to express oneself, it's frankly quite absurd to leap through lengthy lexicon to find the perfect word. A little spontaneity deep conversation key. You need to find a way to say precisely what you mean. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite precocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You could say exactly what you wanted to. When Stone Age men were chatting, simply grunting would suffice.
But if they had this word, they might have used it once or twice.
I'm sure Egyptian pharaohs would have grasped it in a jiff. Then every single pyramid would bear this hieroglyph. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Say it and wild animals will not seem so ferocious.
Add some further flourishes, it's so rococococious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
The druids could have carved it on their mighty monoliths.
The ancient Greeks, I'm certain, would have used it in their myths.
I'm sure the Roman Empire only entered the abyss because the Latin scholars never had a word like this.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Check your breath before you speak in case it's halitosis.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. When the cat has got your tongue, there's no need to dismay. Just conjure up this word and then you've got a lot to say.
Pick out those 18 consonants at 16 vowels as well, and put them in an order which is very hard to spell.
S-U-P-E-R-F-R-A-G-I-L-I-S-T-I-C-E-X-P-I-A-L-I-O-C-I-O.
Clever clogs.
P-E-R-C-A-L-I-F-R-A-G-I-L-I-S-T-I-C-E-X-P-I-A-L-O-D-O-C-I-O-U-S.
Here we go!
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.